Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of September, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and 44 is our low, and mostly sunny. So that's partially cloudy. Always been interested in that. Anyways, we'll be right back, and then we'll go look at some more shit that don't matter.
Listening to PBFPT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see what meaningless bullshit we can fight about today. Because all of it's meaningless fucking bullshit, because nobody's stepping up to fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. I think it fucking scares people. I truly do. Government censored me and other scientists. We fought back and won. Yeah, you fucking got a judgment in the lower court, which will be over fucking turned in the fucking administrative admiralty in the king's fucking goddamn Star Chamber Courts. Have a nice day. Just in, video reemerges from 9/11/2001 of the firefighters warning locals, there's a bomb in the building, and to vacate the area. Well, that's well fucking finding that today. That's going to change everything. That's going to bring our goddamn rights back. That's going to bring our freedom and liberty back. No, it ain't. 9/11, this is what firefighters who were there at the time said. I mean, they're saying the same fucking thing. Bombs going off in fucking different levels. We watched it. We all fucking know this shit. Why are they bringing up stuff from fucking how, that many years ago? I didn't even realize it was 9/11 yesterday. It's been so fucking long. But I look at it more as when they fucking put forth the Unpatriot Act that fucking relieved us of some more of our fucking guaranteed fucking unalienable rights of December 15, 1791. You know, when they made those exceptions. An exception to the law is a violation thereof. I mean, how fucking stupid do you think we are? Explosions at major food processing plant leaves at least 8 workers injured. Corn, soy processing down. Well, you got to have that before you can starve fucking people to death, don't you? At least 8 people were injured in an explosion at a processing plant in Detour, Illinois on Sunday. 5 of the wounded remained hospitalized as of Monday. The fire and explosion happened at an Archer Daniels Midland processing complex after 7 p.m. Central Time. ADM immediately contacted the Decatur, I don't know what the fuck it is, fire department, which remains on the scene. Several employees were injured and transported to the local hospital for treatment. A spokesman said, "Our thoughts are with our colleagues. We do not have a confirmed cause at the time. I do. According to the ADM, corn and soy processing is down. It's unclear when the plant can resume operations after enough fucking people have starved. According to Reuters, a plant that crushes soybean oil and white flake for soy protein production was down on Monday, ADM said. An adjacent corn pressing plant was also temporarily down until we can safely resume operations, the company said. At least 8 people were injured at an explosion and fire in central Illinois Sunday. It happened at the east plant of the Archer Daniels Midland processing complex in Decatur. I don't know what the fuck that is. ADM said the explosion happened at about 7:11 p.m. Officials told CNN that at least 8 people were injured. 5 people remained hospitalized on Monday afternoon. So, details on the conditions of the injured people. Just keep fucking playing life. Keep playing like you're fucking living a fucking life. That's what this shit's all about. That's what every fucking article that comes up is all about. That'd give you something to fucking argue about. Man, I'll tell you what, people. This is not the fucking first, nor the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights. What needs to fucking happen? You want fucking life back. You got to fucking earn it. You're scared of that fucking Bill of Rights because it takes fucking enforcement. It takes you might fucking die fucking getting it back. The people who gave it to you didn't mind fucking dying to do it. But here we fucking are. Here we fucking set. America's being invaded. No fucking shit. Breaking in 2018, Joe Biden publicly boasted about his central role in having Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Skokin fired. What? I've never heard that before. And that's going to change every fucking thing. That's like the second article, man. A well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. I mean, that's right there with it. Fucking, I mean, it's there. That's what this fucking site's about, man. During the Great Depression, houses were 3 times the average salary. Today, it's 8. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you you're not enforcing your fucking rights. It tells you it's right there. It's been handed to you. You under fucking stand it. You just fucking are too fucking chicken shit. You're going to get what you fucking deserve. That's all I can fucking tell you. Every fucking one of you. Today, FDA approved 12 plus years old and authorized 6-month to 11-year-olds new monovalent C19 vaccine based on manufactured data. No clinical trial. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Well, goddamn, we're going to get them now, aren't we? Them motherfuckers ain't going to do that to us, are they? Yeah, they are. You know why? Because nobody's going to do a fucking thing about it. Nobody has the fucking guts to do anything about it. Meet Dee Dee Duffy, a preschool teacher in Cape Coral, Florida. She says she teaches her students that if they don't like their parents, they can find another family. I'd tell my fucking kids if they acted like that, get the fucking go find one. I'd kick their fucking ass right out the fucking door. This fucking little cunt, she's got fucking goddamn 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking spikes in her fucking nose and one in her tongue. I can see why somebody would want you for their fucking kid. IRS launches sweeping historic tax enforcement crackdown using AI. And Well, wait a minute. That what is that second the first article? Let's see. We got every once in a while we got to throw something in there that don't mean fucking shit. That don't mean shit to nobody. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, see, that's unimportant fucking shit. This fucking shit right here, now, this is fucking important, people. You pay fucking close attention. And if you can, you can start a fucking argument. You can even try and diss on the fucking side if you want to try. And don't tell me I don't know how to interpret the English fucking language. I fucking have been studying law for fucking 20 fucking years. I know the English language like the back of my hand. I know the common law, the fucking administrative admiralty law, and the uniform commercial code like the back of my fucking hand. Don't tell me I don't understand the English language or I misinterpret any fucking thing because I do not. NATO prepares for biggest military exercise since Cold War and close to Russia. What do you guys want to read about that? I mean, that's pretty fucking important. IRS launches. Let's go with the IRS. What the fuck, man? This is some important shit. Fuck that goddamn Bill of Rights. It's nothing. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, has announced that thanks to new funding boots, that's what it says, it's launching a sweeping historic tax enforcement initiative using artificial intelligence and other cutting-edge technologies to catch tax evaders more effectively. And this is for the rich, don't you know? Now, you people listen to what I'm telling you. Because this here, I mean, this is important shit. This is going to change your fucking, this is going to fix everything. It's going to make you free again. You're going to have liberty. You're not going to feel like when you don't even want to go out of your fucking house because it's so goddamn miserable out there anymore when I get done reading this son of a bitch.
It was there never for the rich.
Pardon?
It was never for the rich.
No, sir. It was never for the rich, and it was fucking unlawful to implement upon the individual free sovereign national. They have no fucking power to tax us. The only way they can take anything from us, well, it's that goddamn old due process law shit. Nobody wants to hear about that. This is a sea change taking place at the IRS in every aspect of our operations. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel said in a September statement, which notes that the tax agencies has completed a top-to-bottom review of its enforcement efforts and is grinding to catch people abusing the nation's tax laws. There are no fucking nation's tax laws, you motherfucker. Any fucking tax fucking theory you've ever put out there is nothing more than that, because they would have had to come from that Constitution that never fucking was. You were never given the fucking authorization or the authority of we the fucking people, the supreme, superior, absolute fucking jurisdictional fucking authority in this goddamn country to take anything from any fucking buddy, were you? Lying cocksuckers. But it don't fucking matter, people. This, if I read this to you, I know this is going to change your life. That's why I'm doing it. I love you, man. Abusing the nation's tax laws, thanks in part to cutting-edge tech. The challenge will be driven with the help of improved technology as well as artificial intelligence that will help IRS compliance teams better detect tax cheating, identifying emerging compliance threats, and improve case selection tools to avoid burdening taxpayers with needless no-change audits, Mr. Werfel, what was calling Weasel, said. The new enforcement trust is said to focus on higher earning Americans. Yeah, and as soon as I'm fucking elected, I'm the very fucking first thing I'm going to do. The first fucking thing I'm going to do. I'm going to go rescind that goddamn executive order on DACA. That's what I'm going to do. And the IRS is only going after people IRS pledging not to increase audit rates for people earning less than $400,000 per year. Wow. This has been an oft-repeat promise in the face of Republican. Here we go. Now we got something going. We got an election going here now, people. We can fucking start talking about the candidates. the candidates in the fucking fraudulent elections so that we can be fucking traitors and keep on playing this fucking game as our fucking watch our fucking children and our grandchildren go to the fucking dogs, go to the fucking goddamn communists, go to the fucking pedophiles. This is what we hear, man. Here we go. This has been an oft-repeated promise in the face of Republican assertions that working class taxpayers would be subject to tougher enforcement thanks to tens of billions of dollars in additional IRS funding. Now, here is a goddamn, that one little fucking paragraph there. There's your fucking debate, man. There's your debate for a phony fucking fraudulent another fucking election if they dare to even try it. I mean, fuck, why wouldn't they? I mean, why in the fuck would they fight? Why are they even sitting on their ass now? This fucking unbelievable. As part of the new enforcement crackdown, the tax agency said that it would prioritize cases involving taxpayers earning over $1 million but with recognized tax debt of more than $250,000. You mean Congress and the fucking what they're calling Congress? There ain't no fucking Congress. And the Senate that they're not calling a Senate, every one of them motherfuckers don't pay their fucking taxes, do they? You think they're going to go after them people? No, because they'll claim their fucking sovereignty. Even though they do not have it within the fucking system, they're the only cocksuckers they could really have to go after for fucking taxes. The IRS said that as it expands its effort to target higher-earning Americans, it already identified 1,600 or so millionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes in part thanks to the deployment of cutting-edge technology. What this is fucking setting you up so they can come pick your fucking last fucking pennies out of your fucking pocket so that they can send them over to fucking Ukraine so they can divide it up and laugh in your goddamn face because you're too fucking weak to stop them. The IRS said it expects AI tools to help boost tax enforcement of large partnerships in particular. Yeah, and fucking not one single person coming to this country illegally is going to be made a citizen. Hell no. They're going to make it be made a fucking super citizen, huh, you lying motherfucker? And to that end, complex computer algorithms have already been used by the agency to assist with identifying targets for tax enforcement. I'll bet you they fucking have. And I bet you it's political dissidents that they will fucking target. The IRS said that cutting-edge machinery learning technology has already played a role in helping the agency flag and open investigations into 75 of the largest partnerships in the United States, each worth with over $10 billion in assets. Now, let's think about this. We have Hunter Biden out there and fucking Joe Biden. You know the Biden gang. The Biden gang. You know, the fucking mobsters. Look what they have done. Look at the proofs that they fucking have. If anything happened to those son of a bitches, you think anything's going to happen to fucking these fucking billionaires? Do you really fucking believe any of this shit? But I guess we could sit and we could fucking argue about it. We could argue about, God, I believe it. I don't believe it. I think is your fucking shill for bringing this up, man. I think that's what's going on here. We should shut this fucking site down. All it talks about is that fucking Bill of Rights that's worthless as the fucking papers wrote on because there ain't no fucking men to fucking back it up, right? Working side by side to apply cutting-edge machine learning technology to identify potential compliance risks in the areas of partnerships, tax, general income tax, and accounting and international tax in a taxpayer segment that historically has been subject to limited examination coverage, the IRS said. In, you're going to what? Really? It's fucking shit. That's what this is. The Inflation Reduction Act that President Joe Biden signed into law in 2022 initially included around $80 billion to expand the IRS's budget over the 10 years. The IRS that can't even fucking exist. No fucking authority from we the people. Shut it down in a fucking minute if we had any fucking balls or spines. No fucking problem. Violation of the fucking law. No, you can't be argued because they can take your money without due process of the law in the common law. Plain and simple, motherfuckers. But then you don't really give a shit about that because you ain't got what it takes to fucking stand up and fucking fight these motherfuckers, do you? Drowning Republicans, Republican ear that some of the that money would go to hiring an army of tax enforcers who would reach the low-hanging fruit and target ordinary Americans rather than wealthy or more financially sophisticated. Oh, what is financially sophisticated? You mean you know the right fucking people? You're high enough in the fucking lodge until you can say that, well, you know, like Dick Cheney did when asked for the records for Halliburton, he to the fucking Senate oversight committee, put up his middle finger and said, "Fuck you." That's what they're doing. Fuck you. You understand? That's what this is bullshit. This is rhetoric that they're going to use for their next fucking selection to try to act like the fucking people believe in this goddamn country one fucking tiny fucking bit. If you do, you're a fucking fool. You're too stupid to fucking breathe the same air as me. Sophisticated taxpayers who are trickier to audit. Why are they trickier to audit? Well, because they're fucking Jews, man. I mean, fucking, they can tell you to oi the fuck off, man. The $80 billion in additional IRS funding has since been pared down to around $60 billion. Just $60 billion. Don't worry about it. It's just $60 billion. You're going to go fucking along with it. You'll work fucking harder for less. You'll fucking rest less. You will live less of your fucking life. I hate to think of the fucking time that I've spent doing this fucking shit that I could have spent with my fucking wife, that we could have spent talking and being together. But fucking no, we believed in this shit. We believed in that Bill of Rights. Well, we know it's the fucking fact. We believed in the fucking people. That was the fucking mistake. I mean, the God only fucking sight in the whole goddamn United States of America fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights, the only fucking solution that ends with fucking freedom and liberty, and fucking we have nothing. I live like a fucking dog. People don't fucking support it. They like the idea of it to. And say, I know about the Bill of Rights. You're a fucking punk. You won't implement the son of a bitch, will you? But the fucking, think about that, people. The only fucking goddamn site in the whole fucking United States fighting for that fucking Bill of Rights. And we can't even fucking keep a fucking float. It's fucking bullshit. I'm going to start scaling this shit back. I'm going to get that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights out of the fucking way like these fucking bitches coming on here fucking want me to. They want this fucking side out of the way so they can get in here and make some gold and some fucking silver. Yeah, I learned from Henry Shively that fucking that Second Amendment is unalienable. And I can use it. You want to buy some silver? You want to buy some fucking gold? Huh? I learned fucking about the goddamn Bill of Rights, and I think I can make a goddamn dollar. I'm a capitalist. I'm a flaming fucking capitalist. I can make money off of this. I'm going to make money off of this. I ain't going to be like that stupid motherfucker and fucking sacrifice his life and his time with his fucking wife to hand this to you for fucking nothing. You're going to buy some gold and silver from me. I'm going to make a fucking bundle. I'm going to have a fat fucking wallet when I go under, when they come for me. $60 billion due to the debt ceiling deal struck between President Biden and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, see, Republican and a Democrat and right back and forth. Let's have a fucking election. Why don't we? Let's have a fucking, I want to exercise my right. My right. My retard right. Because we all retard. We got right. We got right. We go boat. We go boat. That's what we do. Which clawed back $10 billion. In each of the calendar years 2024 and 2025 from the tax agency's appropriations. Part of the money being pumped into the IRS to give it a technological facelift, as outlined in a 150-page strategic operation plan released in April that promises to use some of the funds to deliver cutting-edge technology, data, and analysts. I mean, doesn't it seem like this kind of shit right here is talking about making the problem worse instead of shutting it the fuck down? This ain't the Bill of Rights. The fuck am I reading here? Oh, that's right. You don't want to hear about the fucking Bill of Rights. The fucking Bill of Rights is what you want to get out of the fucking way, because it's getting in the way of fucking commerce, man. That motherfucker is, I mean, it's been fucking preached for 13 fucking years, and it's starting to get in the fucking way. It's got to go. No matter how it has to fucking go, it has to go. Well, the fucking, you fucking want to, you want that motherfucker gone? I'll gone it for you. Effectively, Mr. Wearfield said in a memo to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen that part of what is now a $60 billion cash fusion would buy artificial intelligence tools that technology and data advances will allow us to focus enforcement on taxpayers trying to avoid taxes. Fucking that, I mean, this is completely in the fucking Admiralty, so fucking deep that if you had a goddamn 10 zillion fucking candle fucking light and looking down into the fucking hole, you couldn't see it. Rather than taxpayers trying to pay what they owe, and they're coming after you. They're coming after the middle fucking class, whatever you is left. You fuckers were warned before fucking Trump, and you didn't listen, and now they're taking your fucking jobs. Now they're coming for your goddamn houses. They're coming for your fucking motorhomes. They're coming for them fucking vacations you enjoy so fucking much that I missed out on because I was here trying to save your fucking worthless ass. In the plan, the IRS focused mostly on the customer service aspects of the technology boost, pledging to improve the taxpayer experience by introducing Shabbat's online portals and electronic notice responses. Oh, goddamn, that's cool. Whoo! Boy, don't that sound fun? Don't that sound much fun? But that's fucking fun. You learning to live with shit? Are you learning to live like a goddamn third world motherfucking monkey out of goddamn Honduras? Are you? You got that down yet? Because you fucking, that's the monkeys from Honduras aren't going to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. That plan is now fast becoming reality, according to Mr. Wearfield's latest remarks on September 8th. The nation relies on the IRS to collect funding. The fucking funding the IRS collects will not pay the interest on the unlawful fucking debt that is actually owed to we the people. Who can borrow money in your fucking name without your signature and without your fucking consent? What fucking goddamn employee of yours can do that? These motherfuckers are fucking putting you up as fucking collateral under their fucking unlawful 14th fucking amendment, you subject to the fucking crown of fucking England, because that's what you are. You won't stand up as a goddamn free man and fucking stand your ground. You're a fucking subject of King Chuck, that, you know, that fucking turd that came out of the Queen's ass. According to IRS estimates, taxpayers in America pay around 85% of the total taxes they owe. You know what? Fuck you. The people owe nothing. You can't take from a fucking American national without due process of the law in a common law court. And that is fucking every I dotted and every T crossed, every fucking inch of that procedural due process followed right up to the fucking jury verdict. And you don't get nothing, son of a bitch, because you cannot show that anybody owes you any goddamn thing. You won it, so we're going to give it to you. We should, fuck, if we were fucking men. We just had fucking men in this goddamn country. What we could do, because we have the fucking jurisdictional authority, we just ain't got the fucking men to fucking exercise it. More details of new enforcement trust. I don't think I think like this very fucking much. I think I'm going to take a fucking break and we'll be right back. And we'll find something else that's real fucking important, more important than that fucking Bill of Rights ever thought about fucking being. I promise you, we'll be right back.
Be a whole lot of love. You get nothing from that.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. The rich man north, the rich man, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. But your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. All the rich men, all the rich men. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. 'Cause the rich men know it's the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the Trenches World Report. I read the wrong fucking one. Report, and let's see here. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to From the Trenches. No, don't do that! Fuck that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights. You've admitted you don't got the fucking guts to back it. What the fuck are you even bothering being here for? Huh? So we can come here and we can get some fucking articles that are meaningless. Fucking meaningless. And we can have some drama. We can go on the fucking goddamn comment page and have drama. You fucking sick in the head, son of a bitches. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon a probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Oh, fuck that. Fuck, there's got to be fucking something here to talk about. Fuck that son of a bitch. That's just fucking nonsense. You've done heard that. You can't go on the fucking goddamn comments fucking section and have a dramatic fucking bunch of bullshit with that fucking kind of shit, can you? More details of new enforcement trust. Fuck you. I don't want no more of this article. NATO prepares for biggest military exercise since Cold War and close to Russia, and it's all a big fucking act. And what you should ain't looking at is what should be looked at is what it's going to fucking cost you while people are living under goddamn highway underpasses. People who can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country, even before the fucking Brits got here. Just in, New York City cutting overtime pay for police to fund illegal migrant programs. Well, of course. Now, here's something. We could get real fucking dramatic over this, guys. Everybody pay close attention. This is by Chris, Trending Politics News. New York City has decided to cut out overtime pay for its police force to direct funds towards programs for illegal immigrants. Now, right there, we got a fucking drama, don't we? God damn them. You can't cut the police. We need the police. We know the unlawful motherfucking corporate fucking enforcers, those fucking union men, those union fucking goddamn mercenaries. You know that? We got to have those motherfuckers. Oh, you can't say that. What are you? You a shill? Are you a fucking shill? Are you? The decision comes at a time when crime rates in the city remain significantly higher than pre-COVID. You keep playing COVID. COVID don't exist, you son of a bitch. Levels continuing. No, COVID, well, let's see, another thing. We could have fucking drama over that. According to recent reports by the New York Post, the city's decision to reduce NYPD overtime is directly linked to its effort to address the ongoing migrant crisis. The article states that the new NYPD will see its overtime budget slashed to help pay for the city's response to the migrants crisis, even as crime remains higher than before the pandemic. Now there's something to talk about. Let's listen to some more fucking nonsense. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land and naval forces. That'd be the admiralty or in the militia when in actual time of service, when actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. I mean, fuck that. Fuck that shit. You ain't going to have no drama over that. Let's get the fuck over here and find some fucking more drama. Oh, yeah, that's right. The police. We need them, son of a bitch. We need the corporate fucking goddamn mercenaries, don't we? Let's see if we can get... Fuck, man, this would be a good issue. I'm going to go vote. I'll teach him to take the cop away. Take the police away. I'm policing me. I like them policing me. I feel safe when somebody's holding my fucking hand because I'm a fucking coward. The decision has been met with criticism, especially considering the current state of law enforcement in the city. Reports have highlighted the changes faced by the NYPD, explaining that they're already being understaffed by thousands and have seen a spike in retirements and transfers. Don't forget the fucking fact that they can't even fucking exist, that they are a running fucking fraud, that they are running violation of the 9th article of the highest law in this fucking land, the unalienable law of December 1517. Forget that. Don't talk about that. There's no fucking drama in it. The decision to cut overtime pay, or maybe I'm a fucking shill for bringing this goddamn Bill of Rights shit up, huh? You know, who would bring that Bill of Rights shit up but a fucking shill, huh? Man, you better go listen to fucking Alex Jones. He'll fucking straighten your ass out on this fucking phony-ass fucking Bill of Rights shit, won't he? Fucking shills like me out there fucking pushing it, won't he? Only fucking goddamn sight in America fucking fighting for the only fucking thing that can save the fucking freedom and liberty of the people, and we might as well just whip out your fucking dick and piss on us, because that's how we're treated by you. The decision to cut overtime pay, which often acts as a crucial incentive for many officers, could further exasperate the staffing issues and potentially compromise the safety of New York residents. Now, goddamn, I'll tell you what. I'm so glad I read that. You know, that should be written down somewhere in stone and read every fucking day. And whatever in the fuck it means, we could sit there and have a dramatic fucking argument over it, couldn't we? And we could say, well, you just misunderstood. I wouldn't call you a fucking shill. No, you who fucking... who fucking know the fucking the fucking common law, the fucking administrative admiralty law, the fucking uniform commercial code. You misinterpreted what I said. You misinterpreted the English language. Wow, that's quite a fucking statement, ain't it? I must be a dumb son of a bitch. In a recent memo, Eric Adams, budget chief, Jacques Jaiha, instructed the city for primary informed departments, including police, fire stations, and corrections, to devise strategies to cut their overtime expenses. This is what you're being fucking handed. And you love this shit. I mean, you love this shit. I mean, fucking, you look at this, and I must be a shill because I can't make the fucking connection here, except that this is fucking all within the fucking fraud. It fucking begun in 1871. Well, actually begun when fucking Abraham Springsteen declared fucking martial law was in violation of the 9th article. Well, I better not talk about no more of them articles. Somebody will be calling me a fucking shill. Be acting like I must be shilling and not fucking on my side. I'm trying to misdirect people on my fucking site. On that fucking site, that trenches site. Them son of a bitches, man, they're all fucking shills. They're trying to direct you in the wrong fucking directions toward that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights. That'll get your ass in trouble, you dumbass. Don't you know anything? In light of the proposed cuts to overtime, Patrick Hendry, the leader of the city's largest police union, the Police Benevolent Association, voiced strong opposition to the post. He emphasized the challenges that NYPD currently faces, stating on Sunday, It is going to be impossible for the NYPD to significantly reduce overtime unless it fixes its staffing crisis. Motherfucker, man. I mean, that's something. That's enough to knock you off your fucking feet. God, what I just read. I mean, it's wow. Wow. It's like uncovering the Dead Sea Scrolls, huh? Never seen this shit before. Never seen nothing like this shit before. Let's go see what else they got over here. I mean, that one dazzled me. It really fucking did. Engineers' new cement could turn new buildings into giant batteries and has potential for a concrete roadway that wirelessly charges the electric vehicles. Now, I read this fucking story, and there's a bunch of fucking, there's a bunch of videos that go along with it. And, you know, they say, oh, whoa, we just discovered that this cement and this black soot makes goddamn fucking batteries, conductors like you wouldn't believe it. Conductors out of hell. And we just discovered that. Oh, did you? Or would you open up Tesla's fucking vault and get you something out of there? Was that for your 33rd degree Masonic fucking goddamn reward, you son of a bitch? They opened up fucking Tesla's fucking vault because they can't sell those after those floods and shit. Those electric cars are, man, they're pretty much, well, I don't want to get in a fucking goddamn debate, a dramatic fucking debate. I could be fucking shilling for the fucking goddamn, for Tesla, maybe, I don't know. Talking that goddamn Bill of Rights. Oh, man, I'm telling you. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Oh, fuck, I did it again. I'm shilling. I'm shilling for that fucking Bill of Rights. Oh, my fucking God. Let's have a dramatic motherfucking discussion. Let's have motherfuckers come at me. Come on. Don't fuck around. I'll tell you what, I fucking was sitting there today, and I said, man, I should have fucking There's a handful of you. The people are out there. I know you good people are out there. And this ain't for fucking you, and you fucking know it. But, man, I could have, the third year in, I could have gave my wife every fucking thing. And she wouldn't have had to work another fucking day in her life. She worked right up to about the 2 days before she fucking died. And we did this for nothing. We did it for nothing so that a bunch of fucking cowardly assholes could fucking come and fucking play fucking games on our fucking site. Well, there might not be no place to play games here pretty goddamn quick. I'm thinking on it. Engineers knew cement could turn new buildings into giant batteries and has potential for a concrete roadway that wirelessly charges electric vehicles. And boy, this is quite a fucking goddamn thing. Now this here, I don't know. I don't want to be called a fucking shill for reading this son of a bitch. I don't want to get in a dramatic motherfucking conversation between some real fucking know-it-all motherfuckers with that high fucking intellect that I'm pissing on. This is by N.B. Frank, Activist Post. Decades of research has already determined that exposure to electronic fields, EMF, including 5G and wireless radiation, is biologically and environmentally harmful. In fact, 2 years ago, a federal court ruled in favor of petitioners who sued the Federal Communications Commission for not updating wireless radiation guidelines since 1996. Although petitioners and other Americans continued demanding that the FCC address the agency seems address the 1, 2, 3, I guess is what it says. The agency seems hell-bent on not doing so. In the meantime, the agency, American lawmakers, and other wireless proponents are also determined to saturate the U.S. as well as space with more 5G wireless. MIT engineers have also created something that may sound fantastic to those who aren't aware of any of the above. Wait, God, I can see this causing trouble. I'm shilling for fucking, I don't know, cement? Am I shilling for cement today, you motherfuckers? Huh? Let's see what else we got over here. Well, look at this. I'll do some fucking shilling. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. And no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law, which means you'd have to go through the fucking process in the common law, right? Well, so fuck, you don't want to know that. That's dangerous fucking information. This here, you could sit around like a bunch of fucking old hens a-cackling or fucking a goddamn phone tree of fucking gossips after they get through watching their fucking favorite soap opera, and you could sit around and fucking bitch and fucking act like a bunch of goofy-ass son of a bitches over the thing. Study finds Massachusetts Institute of Technology engineers have created an energy-storing superconductor. Oh, didn't Tesla make it? Didn't he making superconductors? I think somebody got something out of their vault. I think somebody just graduated to the 33rd degree in masonry, and they just got handed the fucking some of Tesla's fucking work that was made to fucking free people that they can actually use to fuck people. That's what I shouldn't have said that. Now I got a controversy going. Just using cement, carbon black is the other element, and water. This new invention, you bet, potentially stabilizes energy networks, allowing them to constantly use renewable energy sources like solar and wind, despite their unpredictable supply rates. Researchers discovered that by blending current and carbon black, ancient and abundant minerals or materials with water, they could create a superconductor, an alternative to conventional batteries capable of storing electric energy. MIT scientists believe that such a superconductor could be integrated into a house concrete foundation, storing a day's worth of energy without increasing the foundation's cost while maintaining its structural integrity. There's even a potential for a concrete roadway that wirelessly charges electrical vehicles as they drive down the road. How could it get any fucking better? And wait till you find out how fucking simple this is. This is something that Tesla would have fucking, I got to believe it. Capacitors are basically devices made to made of two electrically conductive plates submerged in a liquid separated by a barrier. When these plates are charged, they can store that charge for extended periods and release it rapidly when required. Superconductors are a kind of capacitor that can hold significantly large charges. The groundbreaking aspect of MIT's team superconductors lies, this is their brand, MIT's team. Man, remember, these are some smart son of a bitches. Superconductors lies in their method. They create a cement-based material filled with conductive pathways resulting from the addition of carbon black, a highly conductive substance, to a mixture of current cement powder and water. This process creates an intricate tree-like internal structure with a vast surface area crucial for strong energy. The material is fascinating because you have the most used man-made material in the world, cement, that is combined with carbon black, that is a well-known historical material. The Dead Sea Scrolls were written with it. And just these two basic fucking things, like picking up a fucking handful of fucking dirt and water. I mean, just all of a sudden, like, they discovered this? Did they really? Says study co-author Edmire Masek. Whose papers were you studying? Fucking Tesla's, you son of a bitch? A professor at MIT. Oh, wait a minute. I just now put it. Oh, somebody's getting it mad. You think I'm shilling for fucking Tesla? A professor at MIT in a university release. You have these at least two millennia old materials that when you combine them in a specific matter, you come up with a conductive nano composite, and that's when things get really interesting. The benefits of these concrete superconductors are manifold. Primarily, they could significantly aid in the transition of renewable energy. Study co-author Franz Josef Ohm, a professor at MIT, underscored, you're pouring soot and fucking goddamn cement, and you're fucking you're geniuses. You're fucking, wait a minute, I could be shilling for the big oil, or fucking maybe I'm shilling for goddamn nuclear plants, or maybe I'm shilling for fucking goddamn coal burning fucking facilities. I better be goddamn careful. I don't want a bunch of fucking drama today. Every production with the new materials being cheap and easily available, this innovation appears promising. There is a huge need for big energy storage, says Ohm. That's where our technology is extremely promising, because cement is ambiguous. Well, yeah, it's fucking everywhere. A team calculated that 45 cubic meter block of their specialized concrete could store around 10 kilowatt hours of energy, roughly the daily electricity usage for an average home. Given that the concrete maintains its strength, a house could store energy from solar panels or wind turbines and utilize it on demand. The technology's versatility also stands out. Researchers emphasize adaptability of the system, explaining that it can be adjusted depending on the desired application. You can go from 1 millimeter thick electrodes to 1 meter thick electrodes, and by doing so, basically you can scale the energy storage capacity from lighting the LED for a few seconds to powering a whole house, says Ohm, adding that this innovation is a new way of looking toward the future of concrete as a part of energy transition. What do you mean they got it from a fucking rock? Tesla would have never thought nothing like that up. Now, Woody people. Now, let's go over here and see what we're reading. Another one of these fucking things, these goofy things that don't make no fucking... Well, here, I'm going to do some real fucking shilling. Oh, let's see. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Now here comes the big two. I'm really fucking shilling for this fucking Bill of Rights. You ready? Are you ready? The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. See, right, the others thing that separates that Constitution from we the people and our fucking authority, right? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Somebody's going to take fucking issue, man. I'm telling you right now. I might as well go all the way. Article 10, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now those goddamn rights not delegated to the states, what would those be? You think those other 9 fucking articles before this that say shall and shall not? The fucking people's authority? Dare we talk about it? No, hell no. There's fucking things that we can have some drama in our fucking lives. Fucking people like fucking drama. I swear they do. Legal immigrants in Minnesota can apply for driver's license. There's something. Fuck, I never knew. Outrageous. I've never seen the day. Wait a minute. I've seen this several fucking times, haven't I? I've seen this all over the goddamn place. Let's see. This is by Gerard Jaeger. The post-millennial. Illegal immigrants will soon be able to apply for driver's licenses in Minnesota as the land of 10,000 lakes joins 19 other states and districts of Columbia in adopting policies that waive certain requirements for those hoping to acquire the document. Damn. Who would have thunk it? And I was reading a stupid-ass fucking Bill of Rights, and we needed to know this, people. We could have some drama with this motherfucker. Somebody's shilling for some fucking buddy or this wouldn't be up on the fucking site. You know, I've had enough fucking shilling for one day and I'm going to decide what I'm going to do about this whole fucking deal. Whether this is worth my fucking time or not. Whether I've wasted my fucking life and wasted my wife's fucking life, wasted our time that we could have had together for nothing. I'll let you know how it turns out. That's the word from the trenches.